Responding to questions after making a presentation on the future of Zimbabwe-European Union relations at the Southern African Political and Economic Series Trust, Van Dem said, while it is not the duty of diplomats to discuss internal party politics, what's happening in ZANU-PF is not unusual in politics.
I have been asked the last couple of weeks also by journalists, what's the impact of factionalism? I don't know. I mean, all over the world, parties fight for power. Everywhere in the world, within parties, people fight for power. I don't know what will be the outcome. I leave it to the experts here to speculate about the outcome of factionalism. So I don't know what will be the impact of that.
The international community is obviously watching events in Harare closely, but has largely been silent as the infighting in ZANU-PF intensifies ahead of its elective congress in December. First Lady Grace Mugabe has intimated in her speeches attacking Vice President Joyce Mujuru that her husband's deputy has been working with some Western countries in an effort to eliminate President Mugabe from office. Several representatives of foreign governments approached by Studio 7 refused to comment, saying the infighting was an internal matter. Some political analysts told Studio 7, while the international community is extremely concerned about the goings on in ZANU-PF, they will not comment publicly, as doing so would be violating the law on diplomatic relations. Political commentator Blessing Vava says the international community does not want to be seen to be interfering in Zimbabwe's internal politics.
I think the international community is very much concerned about what is happening in ZANU-PF, but they wouldn't want to be seen involved in the internal affairs of ZANU-PF until the party goes for its congress.
Vava says with President Robert Mugabe now 90 years old, many Zimbabweans and the international community are anxious to know who would take charge of the ruling party and possibly the country. He said even though the EU has lifted sanctions on Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is likely to continue with its lookist policy after the Congress.
I don't think that there will be much of the changes that we should expect at the ZANU-PF Congress. As we have seen, ZANU-PF is very much willing to work with the East rather than the West. So I'm not seeing any policy shifts in terms of ZANU-PF's foreign policy.
But other experts told Studio 7 that ZANU-PF looks keen to work with European and international partners, as witnessed by the recent visits by business delegations from Britain and Denmark. Van Dem said the EU is already supporting Zimbabwe in a number of areas, including the implementation of the International Monetary Fund's Staff Monitored Program. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.